Too late now.
You should have what?
I should have put in the Pride 48, blah, 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 choo-choo, whatever. This is the...
We need a video for that.
Speaking of, I mean, I did put a little rotating or something or expanding Pride 48 logo in the last one.
I don't listen to it all the way to the end.
Well,
I mean, I listen in the truck, but I don't watch the video. I kind of jump around on the video just to give us a view. You know what I'm saying? Like, I watch it.
You think jumping around gives us a view? Also, don't you think they know?
When it shows, no, when it shows up on my For You page, you know, when I'm on my TV, I'll usually click on it and let it play for 4 or 5 minutes, and then I'll fast forward and hear something else or whatever. But my point is, we'd get the view either way. I'm just saying that I'll, you know, if I'm cooking dinner or whatever, I'll let it play while I'm cooking.
Unless you work
for YouTube, in which case, no, I'm not doing that at all. Anytime that I'm watching it, I'm actually watching.
Well, no, but I mean, don't, if you're watching it.
Yeah.
Now, maybe they don't care because how many times are you going to watch your own video? But one would think they would know who you are and say, well, he's watching his own video. We're not going to count a view for that.
Yeah, but a view is an infinitesimal amount of money. And you only ever get one view from one person. Like, you can refresh that video 100 times, but that's still just one viewer.
True. True.
Anyway, the, I need to tinkle, but I wanted to, live up to the hype here.
The big fatty hype?
Yeah. And, find this for you. All right. So, you know how I hate that shiny, happy music that he plays, like that, whatever that piano break is that he plays. Oh, the shiny, happy music.
There are so many things that you hate. Yes. I know.
This is what that sounds like to me. Here you go, Adam. This is the super password theme done on a MIDI piano.
A TV show theme.
I miss it.
Part of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48. Yes! It's a...
He doesn't do that. Ouch! 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 Oh my god, that's so fucking loud. Stop. I feel like he should do that at the end of it. I think he should just add in like a yes at the end of it.
Doesn't he do that sometimes?
I don't, you know what? I was trying like hell to figure out what to do with this. This is from Fatty, from one of his shows where he just started fucking counting for no reason. He was just counting things. It was this.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, yeah. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
I don't know what I'm gonna do with that yet, but I'm probably gonna kind of like mix it in with some music and stuff.
You should auto-tune it.
The big fatty counting song.
Isn't there a song where they go number one? And then it's a musical or something. But here's the thing. Is it Hamilton? No.
Yes, it is. It is from Hamilton. It was the three reasons to
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. Yeah, it was exactly. It was like 8 ways to die in a gunfight or something like that. Here's what it came from though, Adam. right after the whatever, I guess that was November 14th that the counting was from on his show. And like a day after that on your show, you just started fucking reading ingredients for like 3 minutes. Just like you just started reading. Like, so I was like, this was the note. This was the note.
GPT.
This was the note that I did in my truck as I'm driving, listening to your show. And it's like, I'm like, hey, Google, take a note. And it's like, mash up Big Fatty Counting with Adam's Wednesday show reading ingredients. So it's like, that's what I wanted to do, was just mix those two together in some kind of annoying kind of, you know, Bob's Burger kind of a way.
It was 1 pound ground turkey, one large egg, 2 tablespoons of hoisin sauce. I think it was a different recipe, actually. But
it was, you just kept, oh, it was like, longer. Oh my God.
It was for the spicy hermit cookies. Because I wanted to know what was in. I'd never heard of a spicy hermit cookie before.
All right, I need to tinkle, but let me just ask you this one challenge.
What?
Next time you're at a grocery store, see if they have peppermint ice cream. Do you know how hard it is to find peppermint ice cream? It's like, there's chocolate peppermint ice cream up the ass. Like, there's mint chocolate chip ice cream up the ass, but just peppermint ice cream? The only places we found it is Publix and Bluebell. They're the only two people that make it. So anyway, I have to tinkle. I'll be right back.
Okay. We can finish listening to this super password theme. The Big Fatty Online Show is brought to you by... No, I don't even remember what he says. And it's always going double speed, so this sounds slow. You can find more episodes of Big Fatty at BigFattyOnline.com. And the www. What are some other theme songs? I like theme songs. It didn't even finish. Am I a mixture of like Auntie Scott and Big Fatty? Because Big Fatty and I both like theme songs, and everything else, Auntie Scott and I are identical. Not in every single other thing, but Jeopardy. Let's see.
Jeopardy. Our love's in Jeopardy. Baby, wasn't there a Weird Al song?
I don't know Weird Al songs.
I lost on Jeopardy. That was the Weird Al.
Oh,
I lost on Jeopardy. Hold on 1 second, Adam. I'm pretty sure that I am right on this. Let's see. I lost on Jeopardy. I kind of don't want to play it now because I don't want to give Big Al, you know, Weird Al a sandwich.
You don't want to buy him a sandwich? Oh, that would just be a pickle. Off pickle. The sandwich. A pickle.
Like, do you recognize the song that he's parodying?
No.
He's parodying a song called Our Love's in Jeopardy. To match my intellect.
Who's the original singer or band?
I think it was the Greg Kinn band.
Is this back before I was born?
This is... when is this song? Is there a detail? Show credits. You don't, yeah. It was a pretty good,
I don't.
Pretty good spoof.
I don't. Do you remember you were talking about the Spotify will tell you, like, you know, what has happened this year for you?
And, yeah, Wrapped.
We were just talking about that.
Yep.
So I got that from Pocket Cast. It said I listened to 26 different shows.
Oh, wow.
And 627 episodes.
Wow.
In 2023, The Morning Stream was the most listened to, followed by Stuff You Should Know, Freakonomics Radio, and No Stupid Questions. My favorite category is culture. My total time listening to podcasts. Okay, tell me how much you think my total time was listening to podcasts.
3,000 hours.
Oh. Well, it doesn't present the information in that. It was 27 days and 6 hours, but I...
Okay, 27 times 24.
I know,
would
but
give
I can't...
you hours. 27 times 24, so 648 hours.
The longest episode you listened to was 4 hours and 21 minutes.
I don't know how to get to my Wrapped. Unless it's DJ.
Hey, what's up, Daniel? Your DJ X is here. Glad to be with you. Listen, it's going to be a special few days here with me. You may have seen Spotify Wrapped recently drop. Well, you know I had to get in on the action. So these days I'm just going all in on your 2023 in music. This is going to be fun. I'll be here with different stuff every day.
Every day.
Highlighting a bunch of your personal listening stats from the year.
All right.
Playing all your top artists.
All my top
genres. Top songs.
Genres.
Guilty pleasures.
Songs.
Global hits. You're going to smile.
I'm gonna
you're
going to
nod your head. You're going to get
Adam,
embarrassed and look
Adam,
around.
I almost guarantee you the first song he's going to play, I'm going to hate.
Kicking off now with some of your top songs of the year.
Uh-huh. I have no fucking idea what song this is. And I hate it.
Oh, that needs to be my new theme song.
How does this AI consistently just not...
That should be the new Geeky Gay theme song. Everybody would love that.
What? Making Happy... What's it called? Making...
Whatever it was.
Making... I gotta... How do I see the... Yeah, I got it right here. So happy.
Today
Where's
is
the,
Friday, December 1st, 2023. My name is Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Geeky Gay. Yeah. The soul train.
I woke up, I brushed my teeth, I went outside, I got into the car with Barbara, she was really
annoyed. Is that an
annoyed.
Actual song, or is that like an AI-generated song? And how does it, that's a song that you've listened to?
No, I've never heard this song.
Because how does, I thought the AI bases it off of other things that you've listened to.
I know, that's what I'm saying, it's the shittiest.
What do you listen to?
It is the shittiest AI, it is the shittiest AI. It just, it never, ever, ever. Like gets it right. No, that was Crystal Waters.
By the way, Daniel, last metric, I have a 91% completion rate.
91. So does anyone on Spotify know how to get to Wrapped? Like, how do I get to Wrapped on my on the Spotify app so that I can actually see? Maybe they don't even have it. That's just my top song. Your top songs 2023. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Do you want to hear my top song of 2023?
Sure.
I don't actually disagree with it. Do you know what it is?
Is it Wishes?
No. Close.
Oh, every day.
Close though. Close though.
It's a Disney song.
It is a Disney song. Yes, you are correct.
It's from a soundtrack, I think.
This is the anthem. Here's what you came for. This is the moment.
Oh, I don't know this one, but is that from that Strange New World
No, it's from the parade in California called Magic Happens.
Oh, so it's not even in a movie.
This is such... I hesitate to tell you who wrote this song because the lyrics of this song are so amazingly done. Like, there's not a wasted word. Like, you know how, like, sometimes, you know, when you hear a song, they'll have to, like, throw in a fake word or some kind of or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, or try to speed up or slow
for
down.
Artistic purposes. But yes, I know what you're talking about.
But what I'm saying is that there's not a waste. Like, this song is so well lyriced, and this person wrote the lyrics. And it was like, it was so well done.
Matt Burlingame.
No, and it is someone that you and Joe Batance hate. But he is so good. He is so good at what he does. But just listen to the lyrics. It's a very short song. It's a very short song. It's less than 2 minutes left. Less than a minute and a half. Listen to these lyrics. Awesome little ditty there. Great.
Well, who wrote it? I don't know. Who do I hate?
Todrick Hall. This is a Todrick Hall song. Todrick Hall wrote this for Disney. Actually, that's him performing at the beginning.
I don't actively hate him. I just don't like him. Like, I think Joe like actively hates him. He rubs me the wrong way. I don't go out of my way. I was like, I don't pick it in front of his house or anything like that.
That was the number one song that I played this year on Spotify.
I can believe that.
I played that more than
anyone.
It wasn't
like the Wishes theme song or whatever.
I listen to those on YouTube so I can watch the fireworks. This is only Spotify. Here's my number two song. Are you ready? Memories follow
me left and right. Oh, I like this song.
That's the number two song that I played. Here's the number.
I wanted to see him in concert, but we couldn't make it to any of the dates that he was close to us.
Here's the number three song.
This is
same guy, Charlie Puth.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what the song is, but yeah, I'll say yeah. This is Light Switch.
Yes. But I hit right back because you got that, yeah. See, like, that's a wasted lyric to me because you got that, yeah. It's like,
the
lyrics.
The purpose of songs is not to make sure that have one syllable per note.
But what I'm saying is it's just the way Magic Happens is laid out lyrically is art. I mean, it's gorgeous. It's just like, there's not a wasted, he repurposed Bippity Boppity Boo and just put it in a different rhythm, but they still say Bippity Boppity Boo. There's like Bippity Boppity Boo. And it's genius. I mean, the kid is good. I mean, he's good.
Right.
Anyway, my number four song. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's see if you know this one. Chat room's got it.
I recognize the melody, but I don't know. It sounds like a church song. There's a church song that sounds very similar to this.
It is a gay band covering a gay band.
That's funny because this melody is just like "Give thanks with a grateful heart." There's a chorus. There's a chorus. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks with a grateful
heart. Give thanks for the grateful heart.
The melody is exactly the same.
All right, but that's probably because they stole it. That's Go West. And that was, do you know who did the original?
But isn't it ironic that they stole it from a gay...
Right, but do you know who that... That was the Pet Shop Boys. That was a gay band. But they were covering another gay band. Do you know what other gay band originated Go West?
Well, the Cyclone is... The Cyclone in the chat room is saying the Village People.
Yes, it is the Village People. Yeah, so the Village People saying...
Young Man.
Yep. That one, but not there. My number five song.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover. Don't pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that. Cool shade, stunner. Yeah, owe it all to my mother.
Is that BTS?
That is. That is BTS. Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's Butter by BTS. And then we'll stop. We'll stop at seven.
You're...
Number six on my list. This is a stupid... I mean, I love the song, but... Do you know it?
Not yet.
There ain't a reason you and me should be alone tonight.
I'll give you a hint. I have her birthday.
Do you think I know all singers' birthdays?
I know I've mentioned before that so-and-so has my birthday.
She sounds so familiar.
Yes, she's a very famous singer. Very famous gay icon. Very famous contemporary gay icon. Like the biggest contemporary gay icon.
Oh, is this,
she did the Super Bowl halftime.
Oh, it's Lady Gaga.
Yes, it's Lady Gaga. Exactly.
I didn't know you shared a birthday with...
Yeah. She was born on March 28th. And then finally, Adam, my number seven, only because I'm embarrassed by the remaining in the top 10. I'm embarrassed by them, so I don't want to play them.
I see.
But my number seven on my list is this. Now, I don't expect you to know the artist because it's a gay artist and he's kind of indie. And let me just stop it right there. But the thing that I love about this, I love his music. His name is Z Machine, and he's a gay artist. You can find him on Spotify, Zee Machine. He's really good.
I never thought of you as a music aficionado, but you're like pulling up songs that like I've, you know, that aren't necessarily in the mainstream. So right. I didn't realize you were like...
Here's the thing that I love about this song. This is a song about bottoming. And he said on TikTok, he's like, that feeling you get when you wrote this song about bottoming and you see 14-year-olds lip syncing to it on TikTok. But just listen to the first few lyrics here. You ready?
He's not bad.
No, he's very... He reminds me a lot of the Scissor Sisters. But he plays all his own instruments and does his own... So he's a solo artist there. All right, just to get the embarrassment out of the way. Again, I listen to music in a lot of other places than Spotify, so these are not accurate but these are... Apparently, my number eight is this.
Once upon a time, there was a little black girl in the Brewster Projects of Detroit, Michigan.
Do you know that one?
No.
At 15, she was spotted by an Ebony Fashion Fair talent scout, and her modeling career took off.
You better work.
Oh. Is that work?
Yeah, supermodel. My number 9 song is this. I'm so embarrassed about this. I don't even like this song.
The chorus?
I saw the sign.
Oh, I saw the sign. Okay, yeah, I know the chorus, but I don't know any of this other part of it.
It's Ace of Base. That was number 9. And my number 10, this was me trying to find the Sydney song. I promise that you'll never find another like me.
You really don't use Spotify very often, if that came up just for you.
Number 10. I'm surprised they didn't play the Dolly Parton Rocked because I've been listening
Mark
to the Dolly Parton Rocked thing.
Share a Spotify account, so it wouldn't be accurate for me because he uses it a lot more than I do.
Oh, we have Spotify.
So it'd be mostly him.
You should get Spotify Duo. Spotify Duo is just a little bit more. It's not like a family account, so it's like $5 more, but then you get 2 sign-ins, and so that's what we do. So like, I have my own sign-in, but it's Zach's.
He just shared his user ID and password. Me.
See, Zach and I don't listen to the same type of music.
I don't listen to music hardly ever. In fact, mostly the only time I use it is when he's in the car with me and he wants to have music on in the background.
Yeah, I mainly listen to podcasts. You know that.
Me too.
Occasionally when I'm driving around and there's no, you know, I'm just not in the mood for a podcast or whatever, I like to put on, you know, a soundtrack or two and scream at the top of my lungs. And since it's Christmas time, this is like the best Christmas movie. Well, second best Christmas movie. Second best Christmas movie ever made.
Show them their life and you hope for the switch. And when it goes off without a hitch, this Christmas train is party bound. Bring on the chili up,
holy neighbor. Yeah, yeah. Do you know it?
I know you mention this show, this movie every year at Christmas, but I don't remember the name of it.
Spirited.
Is it Polar Express? Oh, no, it was Spirited. Oh, right. Yeah. You made Mark and I watch Spirited last year or year before. I don't remember. It was
and
recently.
You hated
it's been since we've... I mean, I didn't love it.
You hated it.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it.
I thought about you this week because they were talking about 3 of the biggest movies coming up are musicals and they're not being advertised that way. And people are just gonna like scream when they realize that their music, like this new Wonka film, the prequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the one with Timothée Chalamet playing a young Willy Wonka. That's a musical.
I hate musicals.
I know.
No, if it's on stage, I like it. But on a movie, I do not like movie music. I don't know why. Because, I mean, I'm like I said, I will go to Wicked. I'll go to, you know, everything on a theater stage on Broadway.
Yeah.
But I do not like movies that are musicals.
Do not. That's a musical. There's another one coming up that's a musical. Let me see if I can find what I was watching today to figure this out. It's like upcoming musical. I have a new keyboard. It makes a lot of noise. Sorry. There's a upcoming schedule of upcoming movie musical adaptations. I'm going to assume that's no. Here we go. God, you were so okay. Wonka and six other musical movies debuting in 2023. Wonka's a musical. The Little Mermaid, obviously. Oh, The New Color Purple is a musical.
Okay.
So it's not a remake of The Color Purple. It's a movie adaptation of the stage.
Isn't The Color Purple kind of a sad movie?
It was. I mean, it had its sad moments. Yeah. It was
It
was about slaves. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not a happy movie.
Are they gonna like sing "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot"?
No, Adam. No, that was not one of the things that they did. And this new Leonard Bernstein movie, Maestro, is going
to
be a musical.
I mean, that makes sense to be a musical. It's about Leonard Bernstein.
No, but it's a biographical film about the life of. It's like
he wrote musicals,
right? But that doesn't mean that. I mean, a musical means that you're telling the story through song, right?
Ugh. And you know what? I also don't like musicals where all they do is sing through the entire thing. I want them to have dialogue and then a song and then dialogue and then a song. I don't want them to sing. That's one of the things that I didn't like about Hamilton. Nothing was just a spoken dialogue in Hamilton. It was all rap sing, like the whole time. Sometimes your ears need a rest.
One moment, please.
I sound like an old man.
Let me.
Your ears
let me
need
just
a rest.
Let me just play you this. Let me just play you this.
It appears to be a play where the dialogue stops and the plot is conveyed through song.
Through song?
Yes.
Wait. So an actor is saying his lines and then out of nowhere he just starts singing?
Yes.
Well, that is the stupidest thing that I have ever heard. You're doing a play, got something to say, so you sing it? It's absurd! Who on earth is going to sit there while an actor breaks into song? What possible thought could the audience think other than this is horribly wrong?
Remarkably, they won't think that.
Seriously? Why not?
Because it's a musical, a musical, and nothing's as amazing as a musical, with song and dance and sweet romance and happy endings happening by happenstance. Bright lights, stage fights, and a dazzling chorus. You want to be great, then you gotta create a musical.
I don't know, I find it hard to believe people would actually pay.
All right, here's the part that's relevant. Are you ready for this?
To see something like this.
I'm ready.
Let's just say it's a Saturday night and you want to go out on the town. Got a lady to flatter who might give it up if you don't let her down. You could go see a tragedy, but that wouldn't be very fun. Or a play from Greek mythology, see a mother have sex with her son.
Ugh.
You could go see a drama with all of that trauma and pain. Or go see something more relaxing and less taxing on the brain.
You see, Adam?
Go see a musical. A musical. A puppy piece releasing all your booze.
I'm picturing a cane and a top hat.
A catchy tune. And limber leggy ladies thrill you till you swoon. Oozahs, big applause, and a standing ovation. The future is bright if you could just write a musical.
There is a point. There's a point. Here we go.
Some make you sad. Some are quite big. Some quite small.
Here we go, Adam. Here's the section that I was thinking of when you were talking.
Some musicals have no talking at all.
No talking at all?
That's right. There's no talking. All of the dialogue is sung in a very dramatic fashion.
Really?
Yes, really.
There's no talking.
There's no talking. And they often stay on one note for a very long time, so that when they change to a different note, you notice. And it's supposed to create a dramatic effect, but mostly you just sit there asking yourself, why aren't they talking?
Sounds miserable. I believe it's pronounced miserable. And people actually like this?
No, they love it. And what's not to love? It's such a delight. There's nothing quite like a musical. Oh, another vision. I have it.
Yeah, that's
What musical is this from?
Something Rotten. This is that was a musical that ran on Broadway very shortly, and it happened to be a time that Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone was visiting me in Connecticut, and we had gone into New York and done some play, and it was in previews, it like hadn't really opened, and so we went and saw it, and then it ended up winning a whole bunch of awards and everything. No, that was not Nathan Lane singing. That was a gentleman named Brad Oscar.
So I don't know how this happened.
Yes.
But you were talking to me.
Yeah.
And you started the song. And when he started singing or talking or whatever.
Yeah.
It sounded like somebody was behind me. I jumped. You were talking to me. It's like the audio was coming from you. And you were talking. You didn't scare me. But he starts singing. And I mean, you didn't see me. That's why I was laughing so hard. Because I literally jumped out of my skin.
Anyway, the musical is called Something Rotten. And it deals with two playwrights who are competing against Shakespeare. And they are called the Bottom Brothers, and they actually paid a soothsayer to tell them what the next great Shakespeare play was going to be so that they could write it and then get all the credit and be better than Shakespeare. And so the soothsayer who would sang that song and everything, saw his vision is that he was going to make a play called Omelette. And it was about, you know, he gave him a couple of things. And he said, but it's a musical. And that's when, you know, it's like, what's a musical? And blah, blah, blah. So now these playwrights then write a musical called Omelette. But then Shakespeare gets wind of it and then goes and tries to steal it back. And Shakespeare is played by another dude that was really, they kind of play like William Shakespeare is like this big rock star or whatever. It's like, I don't know, it's a really good play. Most of the songs from it are ridiculously earwormy. Like they will get in your head and you'll just like find yourself singing them. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just out of nowhere.
You know, the exception to a movie shouldn't be a musical is an animated movie. Those can be musicals, but a movie with physical, actual people.
Yeah.
In actual locations, like malls.
Now, what do you feel about like a performance of a Broadway musical, but that was filmed, like the Hamilton that's on Disney Plus?
That's okay. You know what it is? I think I figured out what it is. It is because a movie is real life. It is actual video of people.
Yes,
and it makes it feel more ridiculous to see people in a real life scenario bursting into song.
Yes.
I think that's it. That's got to be, because right. If it's a recorded, like Hamilton, we watched the Hamilton recorded.
Yeah.
But they were doing it on stage.
Yep.
And so it felt fine. If they had been on the streets of England, the actual streets of England, or not England, New England, wherever it was.
Yeah. Yeah, like if they did a live action Hamilton.
No,
that would be,
that would just seem, would not enjoy that.
Yeah.
It would not.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. I feel that, you know, I like watching performance. Like the Big Fatty was talking on his show about that Come From Away, that play.
Mark said that was great. I have not seen it.
I was going to say, it's on one of the streaming services. It's on one of the, why can't I talk?
I don't know if Discord is hearing this, but you have a hum.
Yeah, I'm hearing that.
A buzz, whatever that's coming in.
Here, let me, no?
It's since you got that new computer, since you built that computer, it's you've had hums and buzzes.
I've also had my cat walking on this mixer. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's really light, isn't it? It's not.
Yeah, it's It's live. I'm sure it'll be.
I want to say it's on Apple TV.
Yeah. By the.
Do you have Apple TV Plus?
I do.
So Come From Away is on Apple TV Plus. It's the stage production of it.
But do I want to see it on Apple Plus first, or do I want to actually go see it like on Broadway or something?
I feel like, although, you know what? I feel like you're not going to see a better performance. This is from Broadway. I mean, this is, you're not going to see a better performance than this one. It kind of grabs you pretty quickly too. It's like literally within the first, little bit. Right there. Look, you're grabbed. You're grabbed. You're immediately pulled in. You hear that Apple sound and you're just like, oh, here's my wallet.
Because, oh, Daniel, you're kind of falling into the Apple fanboy camp
I was making fun of them.
Even their beginning tone is better than everyone else's.
All right, it had not grabbed me by this point. But when I heard the first number, because I was like, I was looking for something to watch, and I like, what is this? And I'll just watch with this. And I'm just like, oh, this is a live Broadway show. And it's like, I've never heard of this. And it seems like a really stupid premise, but something about it just kind of grabs you. The music is really good in it. You're now going to find out, Adam. You're now going to hear the.
Were they in a plane? Or are they on a ship?
I can't tell you.
What am I?
They're going to tell you in the song.
I feel like a blind person watching a musical.
That's right. They're going to tell you in the song.
This is how blind guy Jay feels.
Yes. They haven't started yet. This is all just, you know, showing you the outside of the theater, and now you're walking into the theater.
Oh, so the show hasn't started. This is still like an Apple pre-roll sort of thing.
They're doing a whole build up to it because this was the first show that since the COVID restrictions. This is when it was filmed,
Is it like when a comedian at the beginning of their 1 hour special, you see them walking down the sidewalk?
Right, the lights went off. The lights went off, Adam. Here we go. They're all walking on stage. Now they're standing like Rent style.
On the northeast tip of North America, on an island called Newfoundland, there's an airport. It used to be one of the biggest airports in the world. And next to it is a town called Gander.
There's a two-person police department.
An elementary school.
An SPCA.
A local TV station.
And a hockey rink. It's a small place on a giant rock in the ocean. Everybody knows everybody else. And everybody in this room has a story about how they started that day. Welcome to the rock. If you come from away, you probably understand about half of what we say. They say no man's an island, but an island makes a man.
Especially when one comes from one like Newfoundland. Welcome to the rock.
That morning, I'm in the classroom. It's our first day back, and the school buses are on strike.
Yes, it's kind of like that new style that. What was it, that Les Mis thing, you know, where they're all just kind of standing and so they're all on stage, but they kind of step forward and have little minimal props and such. But it's a good musical.
I could watch it because he's already seen it, so it's not like.
Yeah, you could watch it on your trip down to visit.
I could.
But
on the plane.
Don't come on race weekend, because we have to get up at 3 a.m. and you're gonna come down here and like have to get up at 3 a.m. and shit. It's like come down on a weekend when we're not racing, and we can
That's true.
We can go to Disney
only if you promise to take me back to the American Adventure.
I think it's a really good show. I was sad that you didn't like it.
I mean, I should give it another shot.
I always
have a different review the second time.
I cry at the end of it. I mean, I cry at the end of everything, but I cry.
I know. Commercials.
I do.
Probably TikTok.
I do. There are TikToks that make me cry. Yeah. It's like, I can't watch those with the dogs, like the stray dogs. It's like, this is how we found her 7 years ago. And, you know, it's like this abused, like, you know, pile of dog. And it's like, no, I can't watch that shit.
Yeah, but they always show you like a happily ever.
Oh, I know, but I can't go through that
roller
coaster.
Now she's running through a meadow, you know, and a farm.
I can't go through that. That emotional roller coaster, Adam. That emotional roller coaster.
I keep it all tight to the vest.
They added the Hatbox Ghost to our haunted mansion. So now there's a new animatronic inside the haunted mansion.
You know, we watched that haunted mansion movie. It wasn't horrible.
I have not seen it.
I mean, it wasn't, you know.
Do you watch Doctor Who? I don't think you do.
No.
Okay. Nope. So it's pointless for me to ask you what you thought of the first.
I know nothing.
Special.
I have not seen one single episode, but I know that from like screen grabs and stuff that I've seen back in the 70s or whenever, it looked like those costumes, the robot costumes and stuff were like spray painted cardboard.
Oh, God,
tubes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it was
stuff.
Like, yeah. There was like no budget. Yeah. It was great. So I would encourage you. I mean, you like science fiction.
Yeah, I mean, I like Star Trek. I like,
so
you know.
What's happening right now is that Doctor Who is now being picked up by Disney Plus. So it will come out at the same time that it comes out on the BBC or Channel 4 or whatever they're over in England. But the original creator of the modern Doctor Who returned to the show after a long... Anyway, they're pitching this as a season one. So they're like, this is not season 14 of Doctor Who. This is season one. Like, we're going to... This
isn't the 20s now or something?
No, this would be the 14th Doctor. Well, actually, he's going to be the 15th Doctor. But my point is that the...
No.
Because
it was on like the 70s and stuff.
Yeah.
So
it took a long, 80s. Long break in the 80s. It wasn't on in the 80s. So it took a long, long break between late 70s.
Wow, they are on 14.
Yes.
I thought it would have been like 40. Season 40 of Doctor Who.
No, not season, Doctor. So like Doctor...
It is season as well. This is going to be season 14 in 2023.
Yeah, but season...
Or came out in October.
Right, season 14 of the reboot. So this is season 14 of the modern Doctor Who. There's still 60 years worth of Doctor Who from the 70s and the 60s and stuff that have had many, many more seasons.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just that after the break, when they rebooted Doctor Who in the 2000s or 2010s or whatever. So it's just been 14. Oh, yeah. So it'd be 2010 because this is 2024. So.
Oh, there are 39 seasons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so anyway, but what they're saying is that this new season with Shuta Gatwa, or Shuti Gatwa, is going to be like a restart. Like for people, you don't need to know the history. They'll still talk about the history. They're not going to erase it, but this is a place for new people to watch Doctor Who because this is not going to be season 15. This is going to be season one. So this is going to be brand new. We're going to introduce you. You know, we're going to fill you in on a lot of things. So it's a good time to start watching. And right now what is happening is they have the Doctor Who 60th anniversary specials, and there's three of those. And what happened at the end of the very last regular Doctor Who show is Jodie Whittaker's Doctor Who, when she regenerated, turned into David Tennant, who had already been a doctor. And that's never happened before. He's never regenerated into a face that he's had before. So now he's the 14th Doctor as well as the 10th Doctor. His younger self is the 10th Doctor. He's now the 14th Doctor. And he's trying to figure out why he came back in this face. And then at the end of these three specials, that's when he'll regenerate into Shuti Gatwa. So anyway... do you know who Shuti Gatwa is?
No.
Do you watch that show Sex Education on Netflix, the one with
No.
Gillian Anderson?
Mark does, but I do not. But okay. I am looking at a picture of him.
He's Eric on that show. He's okay. The main protagonist's best friend. I think the protagonist of Sex Education is Asa Butterfield, right?
Do they still have the same theme song?
It has changed very little over the years. It's always symphonic, but they like that's a big thing for them to premiere, you know, to premiere the new theme song. So it's like if you look for season 15 Doctor Who.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize the guy from, he looks so familiar. Is it Harry Potter?
Who?
Was the first doctor? The guy who played the janitor at Hogwarts?
Yes, yes.
Was the first doctor?
No, no, he played the first doctor in an Apple TV recreation. The first doctor's been dead for a long time, but here's the new title sequence, Adam. You ready? Here it is. The new title sequence. Sorry, I had to get it to the start. I was already listening. I believe it's always played by the London Symphony Orchestra.
That's the part that's memorable.
Yeah. It's the,
Kathy, I did not say Larry Potter.
Larry Potter?
I think I said Harry Potter.
No, Fatty calls him Larry Potter.
Oh.
You really don't listen to Fatty?
I do. I do. I swear. I swear.
You had a thing where you...
I listen.
You said, he must have just started that good morning. And then he did a whole episode where he... Did you hear that? That whole episode that he did around you saying that he must have just started that good morning?
Yes, I heard that. And it was like a year ago or something.
Over a year ago, yes.
It was like a really long time. And he made the whole episode. He kept throwing jabs at me. I get it. I call his show... I promote his show on my show, and that's the thanks that I get. I'm talking about him all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he pretty much plays us on the beginning of
That's true. Every a lot show. Of shows. Recently, like every show almost is us.
Actually, not this week. This week it's been Baron Frosty and Pod is My Co-Pod.
Oh, I found the name of Baron's new podcast, but now I've forgotten what it was. But he renamed again. They rebranded again. It's the same thing, but...
Yeah, who does that? Why do that? That is so stupid.
I think he does it to try to stay anonymous. He just keeps rebranding. And it's funny, he doesn't tell any of his listeners. How do they have any listeners?
Yeah, I know.
If, you know, because it's not like they announce it and say, okay, we're changing the name. Here's, you know, in 2 weeks, we're going to have an episode. It's just like out of the blue.
Or they talk about it on their episode. I don't know. It's like the sound quality on that show was always just so cringy. Like I can't listen to that.
Did you offer to help?
No.
With audio?
No.
No?
No, because they didn't, I think I talked about it with him in Vegas 1 year, but he was just like, no, they're not.
It's just because they use a snowball thing in the middle of the table.
They're not interested.
Dr. P, I know you know this, but Dr. P like emailed the show.
Yes, I know.
Geeky Gay.
Yes.
I didn't know he listened. I was like, oh. Why? I didn't know Dr. P listened to Geeky Gay. Geeky Gay.
Why would you think he wouldn't?
I don't know. I never assume anybody really listens. I feel like the only ones who really listen are like you. And Fatty, and sometimes Scott. And that's about it. Those are the three.
Auntie Scott.
Yeah, Auntie Scott. And it's because we're friends, and that's how you keep up with me.
Right.
You know. Oh, Kathy. Kathy listens as well.
It was so funny because your Thursday show is like 11 minutes and 43 seconds, and your Friday show is 11 minutes and 46 seconds. And I was like, wait, did you just post the same show twice? Because they...
No.
But they're very close in time. It's just like
At that. I'm good. I'm good at like I know exactly when to hit the closing.
What is music. What did you give me credit for pointing out that you didn't post Thursday's show?
No, because I had already recorded both of them.
Oh.
I didn't forget to record.
No, I know you didn't forget to record.
I forgot to post them.
Forgot to post.
Yeah.
Which worried me.
Kathy, you should really email or call in and give me advice because I need content.
Yeah, you don't have to call in, Kathy.
Pretty soon, I'm pretty soon. You can email me as well. Pretty soon, I'm going to be like Big Fatty and I'm going to be reading receipts. I'd be like, well, I got the Caesar salad
and some fried chicken bazooms.
I spent some $49.30, but I saved $173.20.
I saved more than that by not buying it. I think I've decided.
It's kind of comforting to listen to someone read a receipt, though.
I think I've decided that Jif is the best peanut butter for me. I think that's the peanut
butter. Oh, I always thought you were talking about the cornbread. I love Jiffy cornbread.
No, not Jiffy. Jif. I think it's a product of the Smucker's Corporation. I like Jif.
I like Peter Pan.
No, I don't like Peter Pan.
I like Peter Pan.
Okay, well, picky people pick Peter Pan peanut butter as the peanut butter people pick. But
I mean, you know what? I've met nary a peanut butter that I have not enjoyed at least
Jif.
A little.
Jif is great. Now, do you put? I think I've asked you this before. I think we've had this conversation before. Do you put peanut butter on your burgers?
I have done that before. I don't consistently do that every single time, but it is good on occasion.
I have gotten into the habit now of my hamburgers pretty routinely are peanut butter, yellow mustard, grilled onions, and then whatever the cheese is going to be, and a little bit of and bacon, and the burger sauce, which is basically special sauce from McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? It's so like mayonnaise, ketchup, relish kind of mixture.
Yeah, I
that's
get it.
My burger, Adam. That's my burger. It's delicious.
That doesn't sound bad. I was gonna say you need with the peanut butter, you need something sweet to have like a peanut butter and jelly type. But the
I
the,
find peanut the butter and mustard.
Sauce.
Yeah, peanut butter and mustard is a great little conversation because the mustard gets a sour. So instead of sweet, you're like mixing the sweetness of the peanut butter with the sour of the mustard. And it's actually when you hit that balance pretty good, that's good. Peanut butter and mustard. That's good. What was I talking about?
Burgers.
Oh, I need to know. What should we get mittens? Like, I don't want to.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, we have something for you, but, it's like not really.
We do
really
presents now?
No, but you're putting us up. You're putting us up in your house. I mean, we're not spending a lot of money here, Burns. It's not.
I wouldn't be worried about the money. I just like.
I'm just saying, no, we're talking like 25, 30 bucks. We're not talking anything. Like, you know, like I always feel bad when I hand somebody like an Amazon gift card. You know, it's like, here you go. Here's a gift card. You know.
I'm hard pressed.
Right.
He's going to make a wish list for my mom. Maybe if he gets that done, I mean, he works out a lot, but I don't really know, like, do not get him like a water bottle or something. Cause we have so many of those. We have everybody on God's green earth gives us those tumblers and water bottles. That is like the gift. And we have a shelf just, it looks like we are a department store of water bottles.
We have a lot of tech shirts, like so many stupid tech shirts. Because every race you run, you get a tech shirt. So.
If I think of something, I'll text you.
Yeah, let me know. Like, would you think he would be interested in like a medal, like a race medal?
Yes, exactly. Yes, I think he would love that. He would cherish it.
Like, here you go, Mark. Here's a medal.
I got him a few things. I got him I hope he's not listening, but I got him a, other than the washer and dryer that we purchased.
Yeah.
I got him, why am I forgetting now? I got him, a jump starter and a battery powered, air compressor. Tires.
Yeah.
To both of those to put in his car, to keep in his car. And I got him an Ember mug.
An Ember mug?
It keeps your coffee hot for like an hour or something. Oh. Or cold. I think hot or cold. And I'm thinking there's a subscription to the Motley Fool. He loves investing and like he listens to the Motley Fool podcast. And there's like a subscription to their app with like you can get investing tips and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like a yearly subscription. So I was thinking about that, but I haven't decided. Also, they're running a special. It's like 3,500 points if you subscribe, loyalty points if you subscribe.
Let's see, the Motley Fool, our services. Yeah, so it depends on what level you want to go in at. So if you want the Epic Bundle, that's 500 a year.
This is something else, because if I go to subscribe,
yeah.
So maybe this is a different offering than what you're looking at.
I don't know. It says premium service. Where is there?
It says good unlimited access to Motley Fool Stock Advisor. It's okay. An app.
Okay. Well, I'm on the website. Their website is fool.com.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Where do you see the subscribe? I don't see subscribe anywhere.
It's, let me share my screen.
Go ahead.
No, you have to.
Oh.
You have to go in and let me.
This is the single most annoying. Go ahead now. The single most annoying thing.
Right here. Get unlimited access to Motley.
I don't get that at all. Is when I go to fool.com.
$89.
Just go to fool.com. You're how did you get to that offer?
Oh, well, because I have through my American Airlines.
Oh no, I'm just saying, just go to fool.com.
Well, I couldn't tell you how to get there from just fool.com. Okay.
Well, how much was it? $99 for the year?
$89. Oh,
$89 for the year. Yeah, that's outside of my my tight budget, Adam. That's
Well, I wasn't suggesting that for you to get for him. I was just saying that's one of the things I may get for him. Although I'm kind of to the point now, I went a little overboard because I'm trying to get those loyalty points, you know.
You go
those
overboard?
Sweet, sweet loyalty points.
Yeah.
And the washer and dryer are our presents to each other. And if I bring out like four or five other presents.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, we were not supposed to get each other stuff. So I probably need to tell him.
There you go.
I've got four.
You should subscribe
for you.
To the Motley Fool and then just let us give it to him. And then he won't know it's from you.
Well, that defeats the purpose. By the way, I didn't tell you. I know you heard. I'm pretty sure I talked about it on Geeky Gay, although I'm not 100% sure. I may have talked about it on Throwing Down. You know my cousin who has a brain tumor that I talked about?
Not personally, but yes, I know of whom you talk.
You know the story?
Yes.
Of like them asking for money or whatever.
Yes.
And I gave a bunch of money. Well, my uncle texts me out of the blue last week.
Yeah.
And says, hey, and keep in mind, I never text or talk with this uncle.
Yeah.
Like ever. It's just out of the blue, I get a text. He's like, hey, I just wanted to see how Sydney was doing and give you an update on Dale. And Dale is the cousin who has brain tumor.
Yes.
I'm like, after I read it, I turned to Mark. I was like, this is kind of fishy that he like texted me out of the blue. And then we never talk. And he's like, I just want to give you an update.
Yeah.
And then, or I thought it to myself. I can't remember whether I said it to Mark. But I was thinking, he is going to ask me for more money.
Yeah.
You know? And then he calls and I talk to him like the next day or the day after, something like that. And he's making all this small talk and, oh, you know, here's, you know, whatever. And he goes, oh, yeah. And by the way, at the very end of the call, and by the way, just wanted to let you know, Dale is, they're really needing to move out of our house by the end of, or, you know, by December 13th. And they're asking for donations for that. I was like, rude. Asking me again. I've already given. So anyway, I donated $500 more.
Wow. You're an easy mark, man.
I mean, they're family. I think that's going to be it. If they call me again
draw the line in the sand.
It's like, okay, look, at some point, you know, like at some point you got to make a decision to put down your dog.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certain points.
You're at that point now.
I mean,
you gotta put the dog down.
Anyway,
all right.
That's it.
Well, I hope that you don't have COVID.
Me too. Cyclone stubbed his toe last week and could use some support.
Yeah. Can you send him?
Tell me where you're, and it was a GoFundMe this time as well.
Oh.
So I should put the link to my cousin's GoFundMe in the chat room. Let everyone else go donate. Be like, hey, my gay podcast listeners are donating.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Not that all of our listeners are gay, but we are a gay podcast.
How did you arrive at donating $500? Like, what was the, was that, what was?
Well, this is the other thing, Daniel. He goes, now we,
yeah,
Melody and I, that's my aunt.
Yeah.
Are going to give 500. So I think that's where the number, it just stuck in my head. 500 seconds.
Seriously, you could have just given him $10 or something.
Again, he's dying of brain cancer. I'm trying to be good to family.
But I
get, you know, I think I'm at the limit. I think they need to go to some other shills or whatever. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but.
Yeah, you've already donated to him. Now I would just block their number.
I think I'm at like $2,500 because I think the first time I did like $2,000.
Oh my God. Yeah. Just block their number at this point.
No, I love them. They're one of my favorite aunt and uncles, but I was just shocked. Like, yeah, he's just making contact with me to ask for money. Like,
now what are you going to do? What are you going to do if when he dies, they get the life insurance settlement and they give you the money back?
I'll say thank you. I mean, what do you mean? What am I going to do?
You're going to feel bad. No, you're going to cry.
I'll be like, give it to me.
Like if you were on Survivor and you got your note from home and it says, oh, your cousin with the brain tumor died, but your aunt Mildy, what was it? Mildy?
Melody.
Aunt Melody. Melody and Uncle Buck, they wanted you to have the money back. You would be on Survivor.
I would accept it. You'd be on Survivor.
I'd be like, so nice.
I'd be like, hold up. Here's my Venmo. Just scan the QR code. There you go.
Wow, look at you trying to be young with your Venmo.
I don't know that that's young, but I do have, that's how I pay the mower.
Do you think, I think like PayPal is like the old
the
AOL.
The sucky mower.
PayPal, like having people pay PayPal is like, the old, like having an AOL.com email address or something. It's like, all the hip people have Venmo or Cash App or,
my stepfather still has an AOL email address.
They use it for a fancy gravestone.
For fancy gravestone?
Yeah. If they got their life insurance settlement, they would use it for a fancy gravestone.
Oh, I would accept a refund. That would be okay. I doubt he has life insurance. And once you get cancer they're not going to give you life insurance at that point. So.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I have a pre-existing condition. But it's never happened to me. I've never had a terminal illness and tried to go and buy life insurance. So I don't.
I purchased my company. I don't know, you know, talking about terminal illnesses and death.
Yeah.
They have a policy called a terminal illness policy.
Yep.
Where it'll just give you money.
Yep.
If you are diagnosed with a terminal illness, on the bright side, if I'm ever diagnosed with something terminal.
Because you won't go to the doctor. So how exactly are you going to get diagnosed?
On the bright side, you know, the silver lining around that cloud.
Yeah.
Is I will get a check for a cool $25,000.
Wow.
$25,000 if I am diagnosed with a...
You should give that to Weird Al.
I can quit my job and I can go on a year-long cruise.
You think you can go on a year-long cruise for $25,000?
I don't know. But yeah, for sure. You can do a 7-day for $200 or $300 on like Carnival. So you could do, I mean, you could $25,000. You could. I mean, you wouldn't be living in luxury. It wouldn't be the suite that you and Zach were in. But
yeah, $25,000 is not
you could make it work.
No, the people that live on cruise ships.
No, but I'm just saying the
people that pay yearly, they say it, when they break it out, they're like going, no, it costs about $50,000 a year.
Well, yeah, but you could get like a $300 or $400 cruise, like one of those old ships that leaks. You know, one of the ones they're about to decommission. They have some cheap ones, $300 or $400 for for 3 or 4 days, even.
So you just want to be on a ship for a year?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I'm dying, I'm probably going to die within that time anyway.
That would.
They can just throw me overboard.
That would be like hell. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, also,
Think of this, Adam. You're on the ship. The ship that you're going to be on for the next year.
Yeah.
And the first week you eat at all the restaurants and you see all the shows and you, do all the things. And then the next week you eat at those same restaurants and you see those same shows. And it's like,
That's what I do now at home. I watch the same TV shows and eat the same food and go to the same job, you know.
And that's how you would want to live out your life?
Yeah. A cruise ship stops at multiple ports. Well, no, because I would be on multiple cruises. I would go, you know, I would do a month or two on, you know, a Caribbean and a month or two on Europe and then a month or two on like Norway and like that area, you know, I'd space it out. Not the same ship.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I would love to, when I retire, if I don't get that terminal illness.
Yeah.
When I retire, other than living on a compound with you and Zach, the other thing I would like us to do is retire on a cruise ship.
I can't.
Or 6 months out of the year on a cruise ship and then 3 months in the Philippines, 3 months here, you know, whatever.
I want to live out my elder years on some...
I know, on a porch with a
on a compound
tree.
That has...
looks out over water.
A high-tech VR get-up that I can just all day long... run around in the VR as if I were like 18 again and, you know, go travel the world in VR. That's what I would want to do, Adam.
Well, if you're still able-bodied, you could travel the world in person.
But that's a pain in the ass. Traveling's a pain in the ass. But if I'm in VR and I can fly there or I could just snap my fingers and be there. It's like, it's not that I don't like seeing places. I don't like getting to places. I hate traveling. Traveling is just... so annoying to me.
Okay.
That's why I like camping.
I love traveling.
Out in the middle of nowhere, very few people around. I don't like big, condensed...
I love the getting there, is what I was going
to
say.
I don't like spending an hour and a half on I-4 trying to get to Disney.
I like, driving. I can listen to podcasts. I can think. I can watch Netflix. on a plane, you know, I like to people watch at the airport. Mm-hmm. I like to judge people and also look at the cute guys who are wearing gray sweatpants all the time when they're flying. Like that's a fun thing. I like taking a book and reading a book. I never get to read at home.
Did you ever listen to a podcast called How Much Do We Love?
No, but you did suggest one that I am now a listener of.
Oh, which is what?
It is, and I don't think you even listen to it.
Maybe not.
It is called I've Had It.
Oh, I haven't watched them recently. I know them from YouTube. I've never done their podcast because it's got a lot of commercials.
Oh my God, they have so many commercials.
And so I can't do that.
But they're from Oklahoma City.
Oh, they're hilarious.
They're liberal.
Yeah, yeah. They're hilarious. I love them.
But they must both be super rich, though. That one bit, she was like, yeah, we just got back from Wimbledon last month. And I'm like, what? Yeah.
Yes, they are both very securely in the upper class.
One of them is an attorney. The other one has a husband who's an attorney.
Yeah.
Although apparently he was not an attorney for the past like 11 years and just got...
Oh, so Kathy Marshall did listen to How Much Do We Love? No, they're not on anymore, but I guess they're trying to be on TikTok. They keep showing up in my feed of, we used to do a podcast called How Much Do We Love? And then they give an example, but they're not really clicking. I don't know. I never listened to their podcast. I didn't know if that was...
They don't have that. Mix chemistry.
Yeah, they don't have the chemistry that we do, Adam. They don't have the chemistry. You got to have chemistry. That and you got to grab people within the first few minutes. You got to Get them in.
Really
to the
open
show.
Up with your best material.
All right. I'm going to go to bed.
Okay.
It's 1:30 in the morning.
Well, if I don't die or.
Yeah, keep me apprised or, of your.
Or test positive for COVID anytime within the next week.
Keep me apprised.
I will see you next Saturday.
Of your diagnosis.
I will.
And yeah. And, if the fates allow, then I'll be there. Otherwise, we'll figure out another trip. So,
okay.
All right. Say goodnight to the chat room. Good night, chat room.
Good night, chat room.